Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, at first she assumed her son was imagining things, then other children, kids who hadn't spoke to each other about it, started asking about the same man standing in the same spot.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. And you know, we really do like to hear your real ghost stories. So if you have one, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber anytime. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here today. How's everything?
Well, everything is lovely here. I keep expecting it to warm up.
Well,
because
it hasn't.
We're almost to June 1st, and the temperature today is supposed to be 56 for a
while. What?
I know. And then I looked at the extended forecast, and it's like in the 50s for as long as I can see.
What about that? It's not like that here. It's much warmer.
What is it there?
It's like 85.
You know, I know this is like, you're never happy with where you are, but I wouldn't mind a warm day.
Well, and I would kind of like a cool day because...
Right.
Because I'm...
Why could we never be happy?
Yeah, because I'm recovering from my hip surgery, so I have to go out and walk, which is... I was thinking about this yesterday. It's humbling and humiliating kind of at the same time. Because
right.
There I am with a walker. My dog's walking real slow. He's really good walking with me. But it was kind of hot.
He's totally obsessed with your recovery.
Yeah. It's kind of too hot. But I still need to get the steps in.
Yeah.
And I have to, what I didn't mention that happened to us, because now I have to be very aware of stray dogs running up because the other night when our other sister was here, we went out for a little walk and about a block north, turned around, came back. There was some people in that house, like four houses north of me, and they were outside talking to us. I don't even remember what I was talking about because what happened next overshadowed everything. But their dog somehow got out of the backyard, slowly comes up behind our sister, and I'm yelling at her, Sid, Sid, and she's not hearing me.
Yeah, she doesn't hear
me. She didn't, yeah, a little bit. And Benji turns around, sees this dog, and I think Benji barked because it freaked him out. The dog attacked him. And it was pretty brutal. So there I am with a walker. I can't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, please, Sid, don't hit the ground. Don't hit the ground. Because I'm like, I don't want her to get in the middle of this dog fight. I don't want her to get bit. And it took four people to get the dog off of Benji. Ugh. So we get him home. He limps home. He's scared to death, just shaking, shaking, shaking. I call my vet, who is wonderful, who called me the day before a holiday. And she calls me and she's like, okay, keep your eye on him and give him one of his anxiety meds for storms. And let's see what he's like in the morning. Well, in the morning, he's not putting any weight on his leg. I thought it was broken, but it wasn't. He just had a lot of deep bruising. He's good now. But now I'm mm-hmm. so freaked out that I'm going to, well, another course. Dog's going to sneak up on us.
And you've also had a couple other episodes recently with a couple dogs that got you trapped kind of up on a porch.
Yeah.
And then you have another dog that kind of comes down from a couple blocks away occasionally. And I don't know.
People, keep your damn dog contained. You know, it's like you have a dog. Make sure you watch out for your dog. And the woman was like, she's never done anything like this before. I don't know what happened. And her dog is old. And I'm like, dogs change sometimes when they get older, you know? And I would really watch this dog around kids because...
Oh, me too. 100%.
You know, because a lot of times with dogs too, my old guy, before I lost him, Buddy, he had a lot of pain. So if you came up on him and you touched his back end, he can't hear, he can't see. Well, it'd scare him or it would hurt. Mm-hmm. And... you know, so I got to where I would stomp on the ground so he would know I'm coming up.
Yeah.
And things just change. So people contain your dogs. That's just my PSA for everybody. Because it's really hard.
I don't know how many times I've had an issue with a dog just coming up and, you know, growling at me, biting at me. I've been knocked over by dogs and, you know, stuff. And the owner will come running out and say he's nice.
Well, he is ain't nice.
I'm like, well, maybe to you, but that doesn't mean he is in the neighborhood because he feels like maybe we're in his territory.
Yeah.
Right? And there's a difference how dogs respond to other people and to just go, well, he's nice. Act like it's fine that I'm down on the ground.
Yeah.
And your dog's on top of me. And you go, well, he's not. No, you need to get your dog off of me. And I think people don't understand that dogs will respond differently, you know, to strangers that they think shouldn't be in the neighborhood or right there or whatever.
And the scary thing.
I
kind of
think that's what happened with you. The dog didn't think you should be there talking to his people.
And I had a dog that was 100 pounds, a Rottweiler. She was a great dog. This dog was bigger than her.
Ooh.
Like I would say in the 120 range, 115 mm-hmm. range, Benji's 15 pounds.
Yeah.
So Benji was never going to win this fight. And so thank God they got him off. And I will say this, they did pay me for my vet bill because I did. My vet is so great. She met me at the clinic the next day to look at him.
Yeah. And I'm not saying these aren't nice people.
Yeah. So they did the right thing. They paid the bill and I really appreciate that. But Jesus Christ. So now I'm kind of a little trauma. I've had a lot going on with this hip replacement. But like, so I've been traumatized in a number of different ways. And now like when I'm, and I have to go out, I have to do it outside because I have to get enough steps in.
Mm-hmm.
I can't drive to go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's a weird situation. But anyway, so he's doing good, though. Benji's really good.
Yeah.
So there's that. Let's see. Let's go to our first story. It says, I've been listening to this show, and I wanted to share something that happened when my kids were younger. For years, I didn't think much of it, but a conversation we had recently brought it all back and made me wonder if maybe I was too quick to dismiss what they were trying to tell me. Back in 2009, my husband and I moved into a ranch-style house with our two kids. It wasn't old, maybe built in the 1960s. Other than needing some cosmetic updates, it was a nice family home. The layout was simple. The bedrooms were on one side of the house. The kitchen and living room were in the middle. There was a small laundry room tucked off a hallway near the garage entrance. Nothing about the house ever struck me as creepy. About a month before we moved in, my son, who was six at the time, came into the kitchen while I was making dinner and asked me who the man was. I assumed he meant a neighbor or somebody he'd seen outside, and when I asked what man, he said the one standing by the laundry room. I looked over toward the hallway, and of course nobody was there. He pointed toward the laundry room and said, "That man." I told him there wasn't anyone there, and after looking confused for a second, he shrugged and went back to whatever he had been doing. Honestly, I didn't think much about it because kids say strange things all the time. A few weeks later, my nephew came over to spend the afternoon. He and my son were playing a video game while the adults sat in the kitchen talking. At one point, my nephew walked in and asked if my dad had stopped by. When I told him no, he asked who the man was standing near the laundry room. I remember laughing and asking if my son had put him up to it, but my nephew looked completely serious, and he said he thought maybe it was my dad because the man was old. When I checked the hallway, nobody was there. So that got my attention a little more, but I still wasn't ready to believe anything unusual was happening. I figured the boys had been talking and feeding off each other's imaginations. Life went on. About a month or two later, my daughter's friend spent the night. The girls were making popcorn while I was cleaning up after dinner when her friend casually asked if my grandfather lived with us. I told her no. She pointed toward the hallway and said she thought she'd seen a man standing there when she had gone to the bathroom. I stopped what I was doing because, as far as I knew, she had never heard the comments from my son or nephew. She wasn't frightened. She wasn't trying to tell a ghost story, and she wasn't looking for attention. She was just asking who else was there. I changed the subject, but later that night, I found myself thinking about all three kids describing an older man standing in the exact same place. And even then, I didn't really believe it. I just couldn't figure out why completely different kids kept asking about somebody who wasn't there. Over the next several months, there were a few more comments, nothing big. My son occasionally mentioned seeing the man standing in the hallway. Once he said the man was watching television. Another time he said the man looked like he was waiting for someone. Whenever I asked questions, he acted like the answers should be obvious. Eventually, he stopped bringing it up altogether. Nobody seemed scared of him, though. To them, the man was simply there. Then one day, the comments stopped and no one ever mentioned him anymore. Years passed. We eventually moved into a different house, and like most parents, I assumed it was one of those odd childhood things that never really got explained. A few years ago, we were all together for Thanksgiving. The kids were adults by then, and somehow we got onto the subject of houses we'd lived in over the years. My daughter laughed and said, "Remember the man by the laundry room?" And my son immediately knew what she was talking about. My nephew, who happened to be there that year, said, "I remember seeing him too." For the next several minutes, they compared memories. What surprised me was how similar their descriptions were. None of them described exactly the same details, but they all remembered an older man standing near the laundry room or hallway. None of them remembered him speaking. None of them remembered him moving much. He was just there. Then my son looked at me, said, "You never believed us." And that's when I finally told them something I had never mentioned before. There was one afternoon when I was carrying a basket of laundry down the hallway. I just turned the corner from the kitchen when for a split second, I thought I saw someone standing near the laundry room door. It happened so fast that I almost dismissed it. I remember stopping because I thought my husband had come home from work early. When I looked back, no one was there. The whole thing lasted like 2 seconds. I never told the kids about it because I wasn't even sure what I had seen. I didn't want to encourage ghost stories. I certainly didn't want to tell a bunch of kids that maybe there was somebody wandering around the house, so I kept it to myself. The funny thing is that when I finally told them all those years later, they acted like it confirmed something they'd known the entire time. Maybe it was all imagination, maybe it was coincidence, maybe three different kids were seeing something that I actually caught a glimpse of once. I don't know. What I do know is that after hearing them compare stories as adults, I'm a lot less confident they were simply making it up. I love your show. I'd be interested to hear what you think. Take care, Melissa. That is one of those stories that you and I have talked about all the time, never heard this side of it, about go talk to your parents. See what happened. See if they have any input. Mm-hmm. And they actually did that. And the mom's like, and by the way.
Yeah, there was
one time.
Uh-huh.
But I also get why, you know, you would hear the stories from the kids, but you're not having any creepy feelings in the house. Everything's fine. And then that one day, it's like, did I see something? But I also see how you can talk yourself out of it.
You know, I always say there's something about doing laundry that brings it out of the woodwork. But it was funny because when she mentioned that, I thought I had the exact same thing happen to me one time. I was walking down this hallway with a basket of laundry and I got to the doorway of the bathroom and peripherally. There was a man standing there in the doorway of the bathroom.
And oh, yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
It scared me so bad. I jumped back against the other wall because I'm in a hall, and I knocked a picture off the wall, and I dropped the laundry basket and stuff, and I look up and nothing's there.
But and that was a new build home. You guys built that house.
And I made a big mess. I knocked the picture off the wall, broke the glass, did all this stuff. Something scared me that bad was there out of the blue. Right? And I was doing the same thing as Melissa, just carrying a thing of laundry and thought I saw a guy. And that same thing happened to her. That I thought that was interesting that when I heard that. It doesn't sound like it was a family like a deceased family member, because the kids would all know what grandpa looked like.
But they're all going to grandpa because it's like, who else would be an old man in the house?
Yeah, but I think down the road, they all realize there's pictures, even if I don't know if they'd lost a grandfather or not. I don't even know that.
But you know what? I think the son said there's a man. It was the other two, the nephew and the friend, that were like, is your dad here? Is grandpa here? Do you have a grandpa here?
Yeah. See, and they would not necessarily be that familiar, possibly.
Yeah. It could be grandpa on the other side of the family.
Right. And the friend wouldn't know at all.
But I also get how she would dismiss it because she thinks she sees something. But at that moment, oh, is my husband just getting home? Oh, that's gone. Mm-hmm. It would all happen so fast that I could see how you would dismiss it, but I'm kind of glad. No, I didn't. I'm going to rephrase that. I am glad that they had a conversation years later and the kids got a little bit of confirmation out of that.
I agree. And it does feel like he was normally in the one spot, but there was one place or close to that one laundry room area. But there was one place son saw him watching TV.
Yeah, and he might have just been kind of standing there spacing out, like looking off in the direction
of look from there over to the TV, or was he actually in a different place sitting somewhere watching TV?
Yeah, it didn't say.
Yeah, it wasn't very clear about that. So I wondered if he sometimes that the kids saw him in other places.
It would be weird when you're not picking up on anything and the kids are like, who's the guy?
Yeah,
it
makes sense. But we know kids are young. They haven't built up those walls to protect us from scary things like we do as adults. And Melissa just happened to be one day kind of open to seeing something and it just happened. And then that quickly, it was gone.
Yeah.
Right. She put the wall right back up.
I thought that was a good story, but it's just because we've talked about that so many times. Have the conversation. Y'all are adults now. See if anything else happened. And they did. They did. Well, thank you very much for that story, Melissa. And let's go to this phone call.
This is David, and I'm calling from New Jersey. Back in 1994, that was a really bad year for me. I was just 20 years old, And in the first 6 months of that year, I lost first my grandfather, then I lost my dad, then I lost my grandmother. But by far, the most devastating loss was that of my dad. He had been sick for a long time with heart problems and angina, and he died early one cold morning in mid-March of a heart attack in the family home in front of all of us. And I remember they took my dad to the hospital. They tried to save him, but they were unsuccessful. And that night, after we all came home, and upstairs, my mom and my twin sister were in their rooms, and they were crying and reeling from what had happened. And I was in the basement in one of the bedrooms with my then girlfriend, and we were just lying in bed, just talking about what had happened that day. And I expressed to her how angry I was at my dad for leaving us. And I remember telling her that, you know, if dad was here right now, I would really let him have it for leaving us like this. You know, how dare he do something like this? You know, I was just angry. I spoke out loud and I said everything that I was feeling, and I got it all out. And then when I was finished, I just took a breath and I closed my eyes. And within a couple of seconds, and I mean, I have no idea how to explain this in a logical way, but within a couple of seconds after I spoke, I heard my dad's voice. Whether it was just in my ear or in my head, I heard his voice very clearly. And the very first thing that he said was, "I love you, son." I didn't feel scared or anything. For some reason, immediately it felt just as natural as any conversation you would have in real life. And then my dad started talking to me. He apologized for being sick and not always being around for me and having a drinking problem when we were growing up. The thing that I remember the most was that he just kept saying throughout this little conversation was he kept saying, "I love you, son. I love you, son," over and over again. I know that it would be easy for anyone to say, "Well, this is just a case of wishful thinking. You're really upset, so you heard what you wanted to hear." But the thing that made it real to me was the way that his voice sounded. Since he was always sick and always dealing with some kind of health problem, he just didn't sound healthy in real life when he spoke. But this time, when I heard his voice, he was completely at peace. He didn't sound sick or out of breath or full of worry and stress. And when the conversation was over with, I knew it was him. And I felt a complete sense of peace and calm, a feeling I had never felt before and I haven't felt since. And I have to say that in that moment, my life changed. I went from being a complete skeptic of the paranormal and anything like that to being a believer. And a little while after this experience, I told my family what had happened, and most of my family didn't believe me, but my aunt and my uncle believed me because they had had a similar experience happen to them when they had lost someone. So my uncle, he sent me a book on near-death experiences, and you know, that started my big interest in reading everything that I could on the paranormal. I mean, I became like the Fox Mulder in the X-Files. I just started reading everything I could on the paranormal and ghosts and the occult and hauntings and everything like that. Anyway, after my dad died, you know, there were some strange things that happened in the family home for a while after that. Things would go missing and then turn up somewhere else. One time I was in the house with two other people, and we were in the kitchen or something like that. And I heard a woman's voice call me from behind. And when I turned around, there was no one there. And I didn't recognize the voice. But at the same time, I didn't feel scared or anything. As a matter of fact, the tone of the voice sounded very comforting. But like I said, I didn't recognize who it was. And the same thing happened to my twin sister at a different time. She had heard a woman call her from behind, and she turned around and there was no one there. I would say about a year after my dad died, one night my then girlfriend and I were at home with my mom and our two dogs, and we were all in the living room watching television, and the two dogs were curled up on the living room floor. And they were a male and a female dog. And the male dog was Patches. And he was a bit of a goofy dog, but he had a heart of gold and wouldn't hurt anybody. And the female dog was Squeaky. And Squeaky was extremely emotionally intelligent and very social, too. She would never go anywhere there wasn't people. And she would always know if you were sick or, if you were upset over something, because she would come and sit with you and keep you company and not leave your side. Well, that particular night, as we were in the living room watching television, Squeaky just gets up, and without stopping or looking back, she just walks down the hallway towards my bedroom and my parents' bedroom. And for a while, none of us noticed how long she had been gone. I finally said, "Hey, where did Squeaky go?" Because she hadn't returned. So we all just kind of looked at each other, and then we all got up, including Patches, and we went down the hallway to look for Squeaky. Well, we walked into my parents' bedroom, we turned on the light, and there's Squeaky sitting in the middle of the room looking up. And it was as if someone was standing right in front of her and she was paying attention to them. As we're standing in the room, the first thing my mom says is, "Don't you smell your father's cologne?" And we all looked at each other and we agreed. And we all also agreed that there was a difference in how the air felt in the room. Like there was a heaviness in the air. Like, that feeling of when you walk into a room that someone had just been in, but they just left. Well, that's exactly how it felt at that moment, but magnify that by like 20. So I walked over to Squeaky and I petted her, make sure she was okay. And then, we left. Squeaky followed us out. And, she never did that, never went into a room where no one was in. And that never happened again. Anyway, that's one of my stories. And I will call back with another one. And I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
I thought that was fascinating.
I did, too.
That whole part with him and his dad, like he needed that connection with his dad so desperately right then. Because I get that's all stages of grief, the anger and denial and all those things is part of grieving. And so he's going through all that. And then to hear his dad's voice in a healthy dad, not the sick dad.
Yeah, that is. I definitely think his dad came. His dad needed to make some amends, or at least he felt that way. And I think that is something that can happen. You can hear their voice, or maybe you dream it. They come to you in a dream, in a visitation type dream. And I think especially if something was left unfinished, that you wanted to say, I'm sorry about, this thing and that thing, but I want you to know how much I loved you. And his dad died suddenly, right? He had a heart attack, died right there in front of everybody. So everybody was traumatized about what happened. But his dad needed to make some amends. He heard it, not necessarily in a dream. He actually heard it. But I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the dad didn't show up to a couple other family members in a dream, maybe.
Then it's kind of like at the end, the dog led them all to dad, and then they smell his cologne.
Yeah.
Because that is a very distinct smell. Like
it is.
When and you smell Old Spice, it's like, that's our dad.
Oh, man. I just lose it if I smell Old Spice. But the other thing is, I know that feeling because my dog has been pulling it in this house on occasion where I will come into a room and he's just sitting in the middle of a room or maybe like sitting kind of facing a corner of the room and just staring at it. And I'm like, okay. Or sometimes he's like staring behind me, like he's seeing someone behind me. I'm like, all right. So you know when your dog is kind of preoccupied with something that's not there is very weird.
And it sounded like the dog was, that was highly unusual for that dog.
And, you know, I don't know. He doesn't come right out and say it in this story, but you wonder if the dog was close to the dad and then sensed the dad and went down the hall.
That's what I thought.
You know, that he was wanted to go see him because he knew he was there.
Yeah, I just thought that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the woman's voice? That's a little different twist.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. Feels like it's something different.
Yeah.
Unrelated.
It would have to be something different.
But the twin sister heard it too at one point. I hear occasionally a voice. You do. I think probably most of the world does. Will occasionally hear something. It's interesting. They both heard a woman in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It feels different. It does not feel related to the dad story.
But maybe somehow through the dad. Well, he did. He lost grandma.
And yeah, grandpa. That's true.
So maybe it was a younger grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, dad kind of opened it up a little bit for them to come through as well.
True.
I don't
know. True. Yeah.
But I forgot he had lost. Because I can't imagine grandpa and your dad also.
All in one year.
Can't imagine what he went through. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm really glad that he shared that story with us.
Because
that was a really good one.
It was.
Well, if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, please do. We encourage that. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive, you can do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.